All right, we're back with Jerry Maynard for this Outdoor Report. Again, Jerry from the Chocolat Raptor Center, and you're wearing another hat for us to talk about in this Outdoor Report. Thank you for hanging around, first of all.
Oh, thank you, Adam. Thanks for having me.
And we were talking about the Chocolat Bayou Preserve and how that is all taken care of, and you're having a celebration coming up, and we kind of teased a little bit to talk about the Yellow Dog River Community Forest, which is just about to come to fruition.
That's correct. This has been another great project for resource preservation and highlights wildlife preservation and
access
protection.
To great fishing, too.
It is. The fishing. This is the project that the Yellow Dog River Watershed Preserve, which is also a land conservancy, will be purchasing almost 700 acres starting at where the Yellow Dog River crosses County Road 510 and going downriver from there almost 5 miles.
And five miles of river frontage.
5 miles of river.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was up for long years putting it up for sale. We heard about it, and they agreed to give us first option on it, and we were able to raise the over $1 million needed to purchase the property. We will be closing sometime in the month of September. And then the important thing to note is that we'll have 4 months to develop a community forest management plan. So there are draft plans out there for other community forests, but this will be a real opportunity for all the groups and individuals in the community to come out and tell us how they'd like to see this acreage and the river used and maintained. The requirement is it's maintained for public access in perpetuity. But there's a lot of leeway in what kind of trails, what kind of camping, what kind of logging or sustainable harvest of the forest trees is used. So any group that's got an interest in that or any individuals will have their opportunity to give us input.
I think this is fantastic. And there's been a lot of conservation organizations that have been involved with this as well. Is that correct?
Yes, for the last 2 years, it's been over 2 years now, there's been an ad hoc committee of interested groups who have been putting this together, working on it, getting the funding for it. It was really led by Emily Whitaker from the Yellow Dog River Watershed Preserve. But Whitetails, DNR, Trout Unlimited was very active. Each had their own particular thing they wanted to emphasize.
Sure.
Whitetails wants to see some work done to improve winter habitat for deer, and I think that's great. Trout Unlimited is, of course, very interested in protecting the river. Other groups have other priorities, but they'll all have an opportunity to have input in how that's done.
And as of right now, there was an ORV trail, for lack of a better definition, that runs down the property, correct?
And through parts of it.
Parts of it.
From, I think, the other end of it. And there's just been talk that we'll probably leave that as it
maintain
is.
Maintain it.
Other trails will probably be foot traffic only, that kind of thing. We'll also put in parking lots at the trailheads so that people can park and safely.
Well, Jerry, I think this is a really neat thing, and if folks want to find out more about this, can they follow along on a Facebook page or a website or anything?
Yeah, go to the Yellow Dog Watershed Preserve Facebook page. They've got a lot about it, maps showing the actual property, areas of the river that are going to be protected, etc.
Well, I can tell you this. It's sort of a special area for me because when I moved to the UP a long time ago, that was one of the first areas that I started fishing, that stretch of the river. And, I basically cut my teeth fishing in the UP right on that stretch of river.
Well, fantastic.
And I would love to see it preserved for public access and continued, and lots of other folks can enjoy it, too.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
That's fantastic. The Yellow Dog River Community Forest, Jerry Maynard from the Chocolat Raptor Center. You're wearing another hat yet today talking to us, so thank you again. We'll have you back soon.
Thanks for having me.
This is The Outdoor Show.